I'm Christopher Cruz. A most unwelcome change in the weather today could make things even worse for fire crews in California. They've been fighting hundreds of wildfires this past week, many of which were started by lightning. Correspondent Paul Verkaman is in Napa Valley.
The Lake Berryessa Highlands neighborhood in Napa County, one of the most devastated parts of the Lightning Complex fire. It's the second largest now in California history. 315,000 acres burned. Also, more than 560 homes destroyed here. 4 fatalities.
More lightning is in the forecast for today. President Trump's older sister says he has no principles and is cruel and phony. She was secretly recorded by her niece Mary Trump in 2018 and 2019.
Donald's out for Donald, period.
When he said, he started to say something to me, boy, look at what I've done for you. And I said, you have done nothing.
In a statement, the president says every day it's something else. Who cares? The U.S. House has voted 257 to 150 for a bill that would reverse recent changes in the operation of the U.S. Postal Service. More than 24 Republicans supported the bill. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise argued the Postal Service doesn't need the additional funds.
This is a fake crisis. It's a fabricated crisis.
You can't have it both ways, guys.
That's Democrat Peter DeFazio, who says the slowdown in mail delivery is the direct result of changes implemented by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
You say, the Postal Service doesn't have a problem. Well, wait a minute. DeJoy is making these cuts because he says it has a revenue problem.
Despite passage in the House, the Republican majority leader in the Senate says he won't bring this bill to the floor for... Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Alabama, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, Georgia, and hundreds more Black-owned restaurants in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, select Marvel comp books, 4-ounce Elmer's glue, and Staples dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/29. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
The biggest threat to Illinois' citizens from Washington is health care costs and policies. Senior citizens have their Social Security reduced from Medicaid. And some of our senior citizens live on $3 a week for food allowance. Working families are facing bankruptcy over policy and limit and costs. Drug prices require decisions between food and Medicaid. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. Vote for me and send me to Washington. God bless.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Senate 2020.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton. August 28th, all roads lead to Washington, D.C. for the big march. Get your knee off my neck around police brutality legislation and voter rights legislation. Be there in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial. To reserve your spot, go to www.nationalactionnetwork.net or call the toll-free number 1-877-626-4651.
Samantha Thomas.
I don't have interviews, but I have conversations. I love that.
How about that?
Hey, anytime you want to be on my show, get ready to have a conversation because we are not having an interview. Oh, no, we don't do that.
Nope.
No.
This has by far been one of the most fun interviews.
Oh!
Or conversations, I'll say.
Yes, because that's what we do. We have conversations, no interviews over here.
There
no.
you go.
Interviews. Conversations. Samantha Thomas, weeknights on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Hey, Alexa, play WVON 1690 AM.
Getting WVON 1690 AM station from iHeartRadio.
Try it out for yourself. America is listening to WVON.
Hello, everybody. This is Perry Small from WVON, the Talk of Chicago. We are always looking for ways to serve you better. For the next 10 days, we will be conducting an online audience survey, and we need your help. All you have to do is log on to WVON.com and click the audience survey banner. It only takes a few minutes to answer the questions. From the programs you hear to the sponsorship opportunities and community investment, this information will help WVON thrive. This is an independent survey commissioned by Midway Broadcasting Corporation, the parent company of WVON, and conducted by CR Market Surveys, one of the largest multicultural market research firms in Chicago, specializing in Asian, Hispanic, and African American research. This information is being collected for the sole purpose of this station and will not be used for or by any other purpose. Log on to WBON.com and take the survey now through September 4th. You will only be allowed to take the survey one time, and you must be at least 18 years old to participate. Thank you for helping us maintain your radio station. We are WVON.
With news and information coming to you from every direction, here's a team you can trust. It's the Commentators, WVON's exclusive group of thought leaders sharing their perspectives on everything from politics to business to community, from every angle and every side. It's Kimberly Agoin, Carl West, Abdul Hakim Shabazz, and Yolanda Joe. The Commentators, the most exclusive club in Chicago. Join them weekdays, 9:20, 5:20, and 11:55 p.m. They are why we're the Talk of Chicago.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's T.O. Hardiman, Mr. Ceasefire, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
They call him Mr. Ceasefire. They call him Mr. Ceasefire. Stopping shootings and killings almost every day. Trying to make a better way. They call him Mr. Ceasefire. Mr. Ceasefire.
Good morning. Good morning, Chicago. Right.
Yeah, we want to welcome everybody to the T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman Show with Lo Brown, my co-host.
Yes.
And Lo, it's a lot of things going on as always. Oh, so,
my God, it's been an impactful weekend.
So we always start out with a good positive affirmation.
Yes.
And I'll turn it over to my co-host right now, Ms. Lo Brown.
Yeah, a little motivation.
A little motivation for this morning.
This wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, Levine and Picante, Boyce Enterprise, Hashtag Bishop Promotes You, Violence Interrupters, MentalBeautySupply.com, and Journey Care. Uncle Remus, anybody?
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right. Yeah. I want to give a little motivation, you know, to our protesters out here and people on the front line who think all their efforts are becoming unnoticed. You got to keep on persevering. Full justice demands a recognition of the historic breach of social contract between America's constitutional democracy and Black Americans. The essential first step in dealing with the wealth gap is to acknowledge that public policy created it and must be used to address it. Once we've overcome the steps, the rest is relatively straightforward. All right, you guys, often when reparations are brought into police conversation, opponents react skeptically, claiming impractical, yet courts often make damages determinations purely out of thin air for suits on patent, violence, product liability, personal injury, shareholder class action suits, opium drug makers, tobacco companies. You guys, it goes on and on and on. So it seems possible to determine a fair remedy for Black communities for slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, segregation, police brutality, and other harms of discrimination. In closing, racism, its aiders and abettors, its justifiers, the cops, the white moderates are all sick of the rot at the core of the democracy. It must be rooted out and addressed. It must be held out to the light, examined honestly, properly dealt with for the sake of Black Americans, for the sake of American souls. It is time to atone for this country's original sin. No justice, no peace. This is your girl, O'Brown, the mental beauty. Keep persevering, you guys, but most importantly, keep hustling. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Thank
right
you,
on.
Mr.
Appreciate
Spire
that. That's right.
That.
That's what's happening.
I love y'all. Keep doing what y'all do, man.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Okay.
Don't stop.
And we want to send a prayer out for Brother Stevie Wonder. They say he's kind of sick as
Wow. No.
So that's our brother. And then I may hit a little Stevie Wonder before the show ends.
I hope so.
A little something. I got to get my soulful voice back together. Yeah.
Yes.
Soul brother number one.
Absolutely.
And a super soul sister here. That's our new name, too.
All right.
So look here, everybody.
Yes.
So this is what's happening, Lord. We get right down to
on?
It. We have callers on hold already. So this is what's happening.
That's what's up.
Over the weekend, you know, you had four aldermen in Chicago that are calling for the National Guard to come to Chicago once again.
Okay.
Because of the continued gun violence, okay?
Yes.
You had Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I pronounce her last name right?
Yes.
It's Lori Lightfoot,
yes,
right? I just
is.
Want to make sure I get it right.
Yes,
I don't
Madam
want no static.
Lightfoot.
I don't want Madam.
Yes, Madam.
Okay,
all
right, Madam
just
Lightfoot.
Just go and take it to the head.
I got it. I want to make sure I get it right.
All right.
All right? So she passed a law or ordinance that you cannot protest on her block. And some people have criticized her. Now, I've never been a proponent of protesting in front of people's houses anyway. Not myself. I think the house should be sacred. You should be able to stay at home and be at peace at home.
Absolutely.
You know, with your family and all that kind
and
of stuff.
And that's a real estate law.
Okay, good stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's going on right now. We have continued gun violence going on.
Yeah.
I have Professor St. John coming on around 6:15 to talk about peaceology.
Awesome.
Making peace profitable. I think that's important.
Interesting.
We definitely want to hear from Brother Professor St. John.
Yes.
And he is also the professor that helped me get my career started teaching at North Park University.
Okay.
And I want to salute him for that because we start back teaching again next week.
Yes.
In restorative
awesome.
Justice and also the civil rights movement back from 1954 to 1970. I want to thank Professor for that. And then we want to take on a little bit. We had a grandmother that was shot over the weekend. The fault of the music industry, how they're celebrating death opposed to celebrating life. It's kind of crazy. So it's a few things out in the universe.
Okay.
And then the brothers that came up with that 2020 vision to actually promote positive messaging throughout the universe. We had rapper Bo Deal on last week.
Yeah.
And he'll probably come back on next week to join us because I would like to get into the mind of a gangster rapper.
Right.
I understand the mindset, but I want to know why when young men, once they make it, they can flip the script, I believe. They can flip the script and stop celebrating death and start celebrating life. That's my thing.
That's a topic. I mean, I used to be a rapper.
Right.
You don't want to compromise your artistic integrity, but, you know, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject.
Absolutely.
So, up to date, let's get these numbers out here.
489
people have been killed in Chicago so far this year.
Okay.
2,637 shot in Chicago this year. That's really something. It's a grim outlook.
Man.
We got Brother Willie Wilson running for U.S.
Senate.
All right.
Yes, very interesting.
Coronavirus numbers, 23 million worldwide. in the United States, 5.6 million.
Yeah.
And then we have Illinois, 220,000. 8,000 deaths.
Damn.
But what's most important, what really sticks out,
121,000
cases right here in Cook County.
Mm.
That's half of the cases in Illinois. That's half. And 5,000 deaths in Cook County.
Okay.
So that's close to home, yeah, where we are, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
So with that being said, we're going to just jump right to the calls.
Okay, cool.
Before I get Professor on here. And then we got Brother Michael called in first, and we'll just keep it going
all
from
right,
there, everybody.
All right. Good morning, Brother Michael.
Brother Michael.
Good morning.
You on the air? Michael?
Good morning, Brother Michael.
Okay, let's get...
Good morning to both of you.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi. I wanted to... I thought... Miss Lowe, that's your name, correct?
Yes, Lowe Brown.
I apologize.
Yes, sir.
That
no, that's okay.
Well, let me just say that you are absolutely correct when you gave the definition in terms of what it was that we needed. Specifically, when you talk about public policy, as you both know, that's what I do.
Yes.
I'm going to be part of a discussion today on Robert McKay's show. At 4 p.m. on the same station, on WVON specifically, we're called the Hot Skillet Team.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because we're talking about clearly all of the ills that have happened with us are what would be considered the difference between de facto and de jure segregation.
Yes.
De facto is official, but not, de facto is the intentional segregation by law.
Mm-hmm.
We've been segregated mostly in this country since slavery.
Yes.
Concerning public policies, concerning public resources. There have been people who are in high places who make decisions, public policy decisions, that are not in our best interest.
All right.
For example, the decision to segregate us in the Black Belt, that adverse effect, and how it created public housing because they'd rather stack us up versus integrate. All of that was public policy. It was Richard J. Daley who didn't start it, but definitely went to court to deal with it. So I'm so glad that there is a conversation specifically as it concerns public safety. And what those are public policy issues. When the alderman makes a law that says that you can't go on her block and protest, that's a violation of the First Amendment right. However, the people have to sue in order to make sure that that is taken away. If you don't sue and the courts don't agree with you, it don't count. It's what they're saying. Okay. Now, in terms of the 22, I support. Politically, let me just say, I'm a senior.
Yeah, Michael, I want to thank you for your calls. Just we got quite a few calls coming in already this morning.
Wow.
And we value your calls. So what he's saying
absolutely
makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. Just a little note. Congress passed its first anti-lynching bill in 2018. It's terrible. And another has been held up in the Senate. Y'all, we got to continue to protest. Got to continue fighting. It's wrong. We all bleed red blood. There's no reason for us to be treated this way, you guys. We are human beings. They treat dogs better than they treat African Americans. I mean, come on now, y'all. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. There's no reason for human beings to be treated this way. We are all equal. They need to right their wrong. Don't stop fighting, y'all. Don't stop fighting. Let's not stop talking about it either. I don't care.
Okay, good. No, we have to talk about it. So with that being said, I want to bring on Professor St. John now, and I want to thank the professor for calling in early on Sunday morning with us here. Then we get to Brother Hall, but the professor is our guest today,
okay,
and he's going to talk about Peaceology. Professor, are you on the air? St. John? Professor St. John? St. John? He's our guest for today. Okay, all right. Well, let's get... I don't know what happened there. So let's get to Brother Hall.
Brother Hall.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, I, too, am a member of the Hot Skillet Team. Actually, I created the Hot Skillet Team for that purpose of public policy.
Right.
I would like to agree with you, Sister Lowe.
Okay.
They need to keep protesting.
Yes, yes.
But we need to get smart about it in terms on how are we going to take that energy to the people who are over public policy.
Mm-hmm.
The elected officials, for instance, when four elected officials called for the National Guards to come out, now everybody, I get it. A lot of people are not in favor of the National Guard for whatever the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
but we are in favor of safety. So if you're going to, if you, like, I'm like Father Flager, take the National Guards and put them downtown. Mm. That ain't no problem. But don't take away from us in the community because we're already hurting. So, you know, public policy, I think that we need to take these rubber stamps, these water-carrying aldermen, mm-hmm. and we need to focus on them. We have to make them uncomfortable.
Yes.
They have got too comfortable, and, oh, yeah, they'll even get up a post and stand by you like they're with you while they're marching because they feel the heat. But you got to really, really make them feel the heat now. So if young folks, are you listening, please turn that strategy around and take it from the mayor to the aldermen because guess what? They are not losing their loved ones out here. You got people like T.O. and others. Let me give you an example so mm-hmm. long that I'm off because some of you guys don't have a lot of time. Just a few weeks ago, I got a call, and I met up with T.O. and a lot of us brothers organizers. Some of them are activists, and a lot of us are organizers.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what to do with Cabrini because we can go in them places because we're close to the dry bones. Other people can't go in them places, right? Within a few days, what happened, T.O.?
No, you know what happens all the time, man. We do what we have to do to step up out there.
Absolutely. So my point is that you might want to start looking at the folks who can relate to the folks that's boots on the ground. And I thank you so much. And keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, because I hope Melody and I are listening, that maybe they probably want to move your show to the morning show, because oh, my God.
Now, we appreciate you, my brother. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Brother Hall, as
we
usual.
Really appreciate the call. So Professor St. John is back on. We want to get our guests on here today to talk about Peaceology.
Awesome.
So let's bring Brother Professor on right now.
Okay.
Professor St. John?
Yes, Mr. Hadwin. Sorry about that technical difficulty. I guess we're back on now.
All right, good.
Good morning.
So,
good morning, ma'am. Good morning.
All right.
So what's going on, Professor? I wanted you to come on this morning to talk about Peaceology and what that means here worldwide, because I know that you're pushing Peaceology on a universal level, and I think it's really, really profound what you've come up with here. So I just turn it over to you right now, and then we'll take some questions from the audience, too, whoever might want to find out more about Peaceology, okay?
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Mr. Hartman, for this opportunity, and good morning to your listeners, and good morning to your co-hosts and your engineers and so on. Yes, Peaceology, well, to begin, my name is Dr. Peter St. Jean. I was born in the Caribbean island of Dominica. You know, I'm a 12-year veteran of the United States Army, went to school in New Jersey, New York, Japan. My PhD is from the University of Chicago, and I've been a professor at North Park University since 2015, where I'm the chair of the Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice. I define Peaceology as the science and practice of making peace profitable.
Okay.
I will repeat that. The science and practice of making peace profitable.
Okay.
The one will say what that means. Well, profit is not simply money. There are 8 dimensions to profit. There's the environmental, there's the economical, there's the cultural, there's the physiological, there's the psychological, there's the political, there's the social, and there's the spiritual. And the whole idea is that, you know, violence is crazy, sexy, cool. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of money is made out of violence. A lot in a capitalist economy, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
In a lot of our communities, we need peace, and we also need money. Not just to need money, but we cannot live life. We cannot sustain ourselves in a capitalist society without some aspect of prosperity. And in fact, a lot of our suffering is tied to big industry. You know, T.O. Hardeman often talks about, you know, black lives or black deaths being a hustle, you know, for many different ways.
Yeah.
So the idea briefly, before I go on too much, the idea briefly is Peaceology introduces for the first time the real idea of not just chasing the tail of violence, but thinking about the profits of peace. And not just thinking about the profits of peace, about economy and money and exploitation, but thinking about peace in a different way. Briefly, you know, part of the problem is that we have what I call a social problems paradigm, where we study the world and we hope that the world reveals itself to us and tells us how to kill parts of it so we can survive. That is a very bad and wrong way to think, because energy follows attention, and living organisms exist to reproduce themselves. And what you resist persists. So when you have the war on this and the war on that and the war on this, that's why the war on nothing has worked. So in the social problem paradigm, they ask, what's the problem? What are the causes? What are the consequences? What are the solutions? And at the end of the day, we end up where we end up where we are now. So in social promise, the paradigm, the epistemology, the paradigm of social promise under which peaceology falls, begins where social problem ends. In other words, we say, just think about this question. I'll leave this question for you guys first, so I have for the discussion. Just think about this question. In spite of how bad we know, in spite of what we know about why violence is so terrible in Chicago, in spite of what we already know, the question is, why isn't violence even worse? I'll repeat that. Okay. In spite of what we know about why violence is so terrible in Chicago, why isn't violence in Chicago even worse? And this is where the idea of peaceology begins. And I assure you that we can talk later on when I ask people those questions as a researcher, what kind of answers I get. I can assure you that that question brings in some kind of positive insights that creates a brighter possibility for us to address this issue of violence that we face in Chicago and the world beyond.
So let me ask you a question, Professor. Then, so what made you come up with the peaceology, the science of peaceology? Because I think it's a genuine, science. You know, I think it's something that needs to be promoted worldwide, on every level. So, what made you think about this in your mindset?
That's a good question, Mr. Hardiman. When I was a graduate student at the University of Chicago, I don't know this brother, man. If you could find him, link me up with him sometime. A brother named Paris Thompson.
I know Paris.
I don't know if Paris is still around. I hope he's still around. In 1997, 1998, I was doing research over in at Robert Taylor Holmes and in Stateway Gardens before they tore them down, right? And the brothers there accosted me, man. I say accosted. I mean, they really checked me because I came in as this young black man from the University of Chicago, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to, learn something here and try to make a difference, man. This brother's told me, man, listen, young buck, sit down, man. He said, you're not going to, we're going to tell you what your future is, what future is going to be. We're going to tell you, we don't want to kind of hear from you what you want to do. We want to tell you what we want you to do because you're not going to be out, go out there and be another sellout, man. And this brother's checked you, man. And they told me basically that I was not going to go out there and just update the world on human suffering, especially in the poor black communities of Chicago, that I was going to create something that was going to be revolutionary to help save our people from the situation. Okay. And that was the second time in my life that people in the community had said this to me. So I worked very, very hard, not just to update the world on human suffering, but to see how I can contribute something valuable and ask our ancestors and the Holy Spirit to help me, to guide me. But Mr. Hanneman, what mainly made it happen is that in 2016, we had a 70% increase in homicide in Chicago compared to 10 years before. And in 2017, I did a TEDx talk called Making Peace Profitable. You can still find it online. And I was perplexed about why is it that we know so much about violence in Chicago. We studied it so much. And we had 10%, 70% increase over compared to 10 years ago. So that's when I really started to dig deeper and look into my research and let the data talk to me. And that's how it evolved. The peaceology evolved. That we know a lot about how we fail in Chicago in terms of violence. We know how we fail. But we know very little about how we succeed. I started working on a book project called How Black Men Do Peace. And I want to finish the book to read it myself because we don't know how black men do peace for real, for real. We know how we do violence. But I believe if we know more about how we do peace, energy will follow attention and we'll be able to learn how to be better.
I know. I love it. I love it. So, yeah. Lo, do you have any questions for the professor?
Yeah, you know what? My biggest question is, so how do we build profitable peace focused on enterprises, knowing that worldwide weapons and meat, are both very profitable as far as the death and destruction goes, and that's not going anywhere in this world. How do we turn this all around and spend less money on it when we know that those are like trillion-dollar industries? Can you tell me that?
Yes, and I'd rephrase your point a little bit. It's not about, to my mind, it's not about how much what can we do when we know like violence and war brings big money. I would say, what can we do because we know that violence and war brings big money? So I see the fact that violence and war brings big money is actually an opportunity not necessarily a hindrance to make this profitable, right? So hear me on that. Because people, my millionaire friends, my rich friends, they're interested in making money. They're not really interested in killing. Sometimes they're interested in what is sold or what is bought. Some of them have an interest, but most of them would rather have something good happen from their investment than something bad.
Right.
And most of them would prefer that they spend money that helps to save lives rather than take lives, right? In general, some of them may not care, right? So if the idea is that people are willing to make money, it's just people are trying to make money on violence, how is that an opportunity for making money from peace? And I would say it is, because if you have a coin and it has two heads or it has two tails, it's not a coin. Mm-hmm. It needs a head and it needs a tail. Wherever there's violence, there's potential for peace. Wherever there's a problem, you see an opportunity. Whenever there's a problem, you want to see opportunity. Wherever there's a problem of violence, there's a problem of peace. So because the problem of violence is tied so closely to the problem of peace, all right, right? And because money is present where violence is, it stands to say that money can also be present where peace is. Because the logic is that there is something that for people who want to make money, there is something that has attracted them to violence, and violence is irrelevant to peace. And if you can flip the switch in terms of making them see how peace is profitable instead of violence is profitable, you don't even really have to flip the switch. You know, it is that way. And we have to treat this as a marathon, not a sprint. So we're not going to do this overnight, because decades and generations have come for this to happen. It has to be a fast marathon, and we have to get results. But we have to begin, first of all, with changing the mindset. And it has to happen on multiple levels, right? Mm-hmm. In the home. Mm-hmm. How much money does a brother need, man, to stop beating his wife? How much money does a brother need to stop raping his daughter or his niece? Mm. How much money you need? Tell me how much money you need to stop doing that. So a lot of things we're saying we need resources for. We have the resources right there, and the resource we really need, as Malcolm X said, the best revolution that could ever happen is the revolution that happens in our minds. So we need to stop chasing the tail of violence, and stop chasing the loss, the economic loss of violence, and we just start following the lead of peace and benefiting from the profits of peace. So it begins with that mindset change on all levels to understand it's possible and to understand what it is.
That's fine. That's excellent. That's a start. Doing my research, I just want to challenge you a little bit. And I thought this was a very interesting topic when Mr. Ceasefire brought it to me. And I was just like, okay, I never heard of that, but it is possible. But let me see. So doing my research, according to many experts, this is possible, but it's just not fully operational at this time. In fact, some studies show that peace can be more profitable than war. According to findings from the Australian Institute for Economics and Peace Release in 2011, reducing violence by as little as 25%, an attainable goal for most countries, would reap the world at least $2 trillion in peace savings yearly. So I think that what you're doing is amazing, and I just think that we need to keep researching and definitely keep talking about it, because this is the first that I've heard about it.
See, that's profound.
This sister is sharp, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what? No, I just, when I found something very, what you hit on is a topic that definitely needs to be talked about.
Yes, indeed.
Because, again, like I said, what makes sales is weapons and meat. And we don't understand that's what promotes wars. And that's a trillion-dollar industry. So if we can take that, and when we talk about weapons, we're talking about the inner cities. We're talking about low-income African-Americans. You know, they're killing each other with guns. So how can we reduce that? Reducing that will create world peace, but there's got to be a method to the madness. Again, it's possible, but is it probable?
Okay. Well. If you want to treat it like a challenge, I'm going to respond like a challenge.
Okay.
First of all, let me commend you on the precise research, because I was in India in 2018, the brothers who did the work on this piece here, we were in India together.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, the current director of violence prevention in Chicago, Mr. Norman Kerr, mm-hmm. and I were in Chicago together. And recently I just introduced the idea of peaceology to a research group in the mayor's office, because I was called by the mayor's office to be one of the researchers involved in the new effort in the city. So we understand that, but listen to the power of this, right?
Yeah.
In Chicago, and by the way, let me give you another reference. There is a book called The Routledge Companion to Peace and Conflict Studies. the Routledge Companion to Peace and Conflict Studies. I think my chapter is chapter 21 or 26 or something like that. There's a chapter in there called Making Peace Profitable. And if you go to YouTube right now and you put in Making Peace Profitable or put in Don Dirk and Making Peace Profitable, you will hear Dirk Ackland. I'm sure you guys know about
Dirk. Yes,
and Arthur Stringer talk about how the concept of making peace profitable has helped them stay out of prison and build a focus on the profits of peace in their lives. So this is alive and well, even in Chicago on a small, on a beginning level here. You can see that. But sister, what I want to say is that there is a place at the University of Chicago, a name that I actually despise, the Urban Crime Lab. I don't know what you mean by the Urban Crime Lab. Do you make crime there? You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know why I'm in a lab. So, right. And they got millions and millions of dollars. Well, at Norfolk University, and Mr. Hardman is a part of it, I developed the Urban Peace Lab, which that we want to create spaces. And when I say experiments means trial, right? It doesn't mean that we go act like the syphilis experiment. We do things and see what kind of results. Mm. So say we do an experiment just means that we're opening ourselves to understand that we may be wrong. That's simply what an experiment is, that if you're wrong, you're going to talk the truth about not finding what you went on. So listen, it's Chicago, right? And I explained that in the paper, and the Chicago Crime Lab that does great research at the University of Chicago, where I graduated from, indicates that one homicide, like let's say a violent homicide, right, cost about $1 million, right? Like if somebody got shot with a gun and got killed in that area, it costs about that. So every bullet, and actually one homicide in the community, in the neighborhood, is associated with the exodus of 70 people from that neighborhood, in general, right?
All right.
And the idea is that we're spending $2.5 billion a year on issues relevant to violence. So can you imagine if you just dropped violence by 10%, right? Right? Just imagine what that is. So in other words, you can see about so much money you're wasting in responding to police brutality, lawsuits, how much money you're responding to all those deaths. And you can think if you reduce that, the money that you would save from that alone, you can use to help develop industry in peace. And when I talk about what that means, you ask me what that means. It means, for example, I spoke to Tio about this, about having peace, having Chicago peace libraries, like libraries around Chicago, around the theme of peace. Theming peace tourism in Chicago, and many other modules that I have on the table of how we not just can we make industry and make like tourism, food and entertainment, lifestyle and culture. Can you imagine a business around learning how Black folks do peace? When I take students and family members to the South Side of Chicago and show them peace in the hood, in spite of the fact that we have all those problems in Inglewood and Urban Gresham and in Roseland and all that, when I bring them to meet them, to meet people that see people that help to understand why there isn't even more violence in Chicago, with $50 million a year before COVID-19 being spent. Well, not 50 million, well, actually 50 million tourists per year before COVID-19 coming to Chicago. Imagine the power of that, not just economically, but culturally. And also, peaceology also talks about finding peace within ourselves. To ask yourself, sister, to ask yourself, Mr. Hardiman, why isn't violence worse with you? I mean, you have been accused. We all have been involved in something. Why aren't problems worse with us? Let's begin with ourselves, begin with your family, and let us create industry around improving quality of life. Let us create industry around making peace profitable to create a better society for us. So, right. Sister, that is the promise that I
appreciate. Yeah. Yeah, well, Professor, I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Excellent information.
And we have to take a quick commercial break, but I just want to thank you. And then if people want to find out how to get in contact with you, what's the information, the website, and all that good information there, Professor?
Well, they can just put my name, Dr. Peter K.B. Stengian, on the website, but they can also go to shypeace.net, or they can go to peacefulworldmovement.org.
Okay.
So, or they can go to NorfolkUniversity.edu and find me there, and we can communicate by there, or they can even call. They can send me a text on my business cell phone, 716-603-0992, 716-603-0992. Just get directly in contact with me.
Okay,
thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you,
Professor.
Yes, that was excellent information.
All right, so we got to take a quick commercial break. Right. No, I appreciate it. That's why we wanted to talk about everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Trusted the care of a loved one to an assisted living facility or a nursing home. expecting they'll be properly cared for. Now you find they've been abused or worse. Call the Nursing Home Abuse and Neglect Lawyers at Levin and Percanti today.
Do they know who you are? They need to know who you are. Let Bishop Promotions of America promote your clothing line, restaurant, political campaign, website, church, and more. Sound and video recording now available. Whatever your project or product, Bishop can make it hot.
This is Terry Bishop, working with your budget to maximize exposure.
Follow him on all social media platforms at #BishopPromotesYou. Contact Terry Bishop today at BishopPromotesYou.com or call 773-392-9866. That's 773-392-9866. Let Bishop promote you.
All right, we're back on the air.
You know what, Mr. Ceasefire? I just want to bag up the professor.
Okay,
right?
Professor
just
St.
really
John,
quick,
right.
Just to end it, just some research. Even better, increasing peace would help lower the $14.3 trillion that businesses lose to violence yearly, all the while by boosting business profits. So, what he said is profound, and we really need to do more research and take heed to it. We need to start promoting more peace and organizing it a little bit better.
Yeah, and I plan to do my best to meet with some, probably some donors to kind of help the Urban
Absolutely.
Peace Lab out over at North Park University, yeah. Because Professor St. John definitely needs $2 or $3 million
For sure.
over there so we can promote peace
yes.
all over the universe. Because, you know, one of my theories is Black Death is a hustle. I think everybody's hustling off of Black Death all across. It used to be slavery, right?
Right,
so
right.
Now it's Black Death. Everybody's making some kind of money off the carnage in our community.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank the professor
yes,
for
thank
actually,
you, professor.
You know, introducing Peaceology.
Yes, yes.
And I want everybody to just listen and look Professor St. John up
mm-hmm.
at North Park University and just get on board with the peace movement, everybody, okay? So if you all have any questions when you call in about Peaceology, let me know as well. So let's bring Brother Milton on. He's
okay.
been holding on for a while.
All right. Good morning, Brother Milton.
Brother Milton.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right.
Everything's good.
Who said peace on earth, goodwill toward men?
Say that again, Milton. I didn't hear you.
Who said there will be peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's in the Bible, you know,
right.
like, you know, I mean,
right.
I'm not a professor. I'm not a professor
right,
of the Bible.
Right, right,
yeah.
And who said there will be wars and rumors of war?
That's in the Bible, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wars. That's in the Bible, too?
Yeah, wars and rumors of wars. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's the Christian part of the Bible, then. The black man is naturally peaceful and loving. The white man is hateful and violent. Violence comes from Christianity. The Catholics teach hate. The priest can't have a wife. The nuns can't have a husband. That is against the Bible. Because the Bible said be fruitful.
Okay, all right. I want to thank you for your call,
yes,
brother,
for
without
your
a
comment.
Doubt.
Yeah,
so
for
what
sure.
Brother Milton's saying, I don't
okay.
have a lot of commentary on it. He say the Bible
yeah.
say be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, you know, like we're in the year 2020
yeah.
now, and
yeah.
I'm just hoping that we can kind of work something out in the words of Rodney King.
Okay.
It may sound corny, but can we all just
get
along?
Off.
And I know people say, well, you know, we don't want to hear that now
right,
because
right.
everything that's going on,
right, exactly.
systemic racism, everything that's going on. But Professor St. John, with Peaceology, that just might work.
Yeah.
That's what's needed, because when you broke down the facts that
yeah.
you can profit more with peace than at war, that's exceptional, all
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so we know the history of our of African people here,
yeah.
the transatlantic slave trade. We've educated people about that already.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, in Chicago, I just want to break this down.
Yeah.
Now, Lo, what is your opinion about the alderman wanting the National Guard to come to Chicago? Give me your thoughts about that.
Ooh.
What are your thoughts?
You know what? I would like to know why they want the National Guard to come. How come our police department is not doing what they're supposed to do? What's going on with our superintendent? Like, do we have enough? Do we need to hire more people? Where is our money going?
Let me jump in and play the devil's advocate with you.
Please,
so
I'm asking this question because I want
to
know.
If they bring the National Guard to Chicago, what would be the need for police then, Lo?
Uh-huh.
What would be the need for the police?
Right, right. That's kind of like redundant. Exactly. And you know what? That's my sentiments exactly. You answered my question. You know, why are we bringing other people in to do a job that we should have under control here in Chicago? I think there's a problem with that. We need to start getting out there and vote.
Well, let me ask you something else, because right now we're going to do what you call the devil's advocate, you know, like segment, right?
Okay.
So now this is the thing. You know, when it comes down to the killings out here, I see everybody all the time talking about what's going on, right, mm-hmm. as far as black-on-black killings,
okay.
white-on-white killings, and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
and the police killings.
Yeah.
Reverend Al Sharpton is organizing a Get Your Knee Off My Neck
right.
rally in D.C.
Okay.
Now, I understand all of what goes with that, you
yeah.
know, the systemic police corruption over the ages, over the decades, right?
Yeah.
But when are we, you know what, I attended the Million Man March twice, okay?
Okay.
I also attended a Justice or Else with Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm mm-hmm. not a Muslim, but mm-hmm. I did attend to support our brothers.
Okay.
But when we left the Million Man March, we still came back to Chicago and the murder rates jumped up once again.
Okay.
So is a, when we marched to stop the killing in black America, uh-huh. I'm talking about black America,
okay.
do the marches really, really work? Because, you know, I used to march all the time too, and we have some proven track records where community involved it works to a degree.
Okay.
But what more do you think is going to take, Lo, to really stop the killing in our community of black folks?
Marches are a way to deflect off of what is really happening. I'm not saying they don't work, but you don't want to be busy. You want to be effective. And that's what we need to understand. You know, when we get a group of people together, if we don't have a meeting of the minds,
okay.
and some people want fame, some people just doing it just to do, some people want to just be part of history. If you don't have a clear vision of what we are marching for, then what are we really even talking about? The only way to change this, you guys, is that Constitution. It was already crooked from the beginning. I don't know how many times I can just reword this. They took us from Africa, brought us over here and forced us into slavery, didn't pay us for nothing to build this country off of our backs. Then they got all of this money and real estate and everything, gave us nothing. We had to slave again to purchase our freedom so we won't be slaves that they put us in slavery for. We just started trying to vote. We lost tons and tons of people like Martin Luther King for marches and things that were not fair. And it's still going on in 2020. With black people, you have to stand for something or fall for everything. That's almost like me saying I'm in an abusive relationship and I'm going to stay in. People are like, why are you doing that? He study hurting you. There's no ball and chain keeping us in slavery. That's a mental thing. Cut the TVs off. Cut the media off. Stop supporting these places. We don't own anything. All they have, the same way they gave us a stimulus check, they can rewrite the Constitution.
Okay, good
it's
stuff.
Wrong.
Gotcha.
It's wrong. Gotcha. It's wrong.
So, yeah, we just got a lot of work to do because it seems like every year in Chicago, we're dealing with high levels of homicides. Everybody's talking about economic development. And we don't see nothing really changing in Chicago. And I say this all the time
yeah.
on the T.O. Mr. Ceasefire yes. Hardiman show. We got all these elected officials out here. We got billionaires out here in the universe as well. As a matter of fact, I'll hold that thought. We'll take a quick commercial break.
All right.
Then we'll come right back
right.
and get into it.
I got something to say.
All right. Commercial break.
The CEO and founder of Mental Beauty Supply, a beauty company that beautifies people all over the world inside and out with the health, barber, and beauty supply products they just cannot live without. And this is all done via vending machine. For franchise opportunities or for more information, go to mentalbeautysupply.com or contact me at 815-793-1325, mentalbeautysupply.com, or contact me at 815-793-1325. Keep persevering, but most importantly, y'all, keep hustling.
Hi, T.O. Hardiman here, president of Violence Interrupters Incorporated. You know, there's an old saying that it takes an entire village to raise one child. So let's work together to help end this senseless gun violence here in Chicago, one person at a time. For more information, visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org or call me directly at area code 773-391-9072. 773-391-9072. Together we can win. Peace.
You entrusted the care of a loved one to an assisted living facility or a nursing home, expecting they'll be properly cared for. Now you find they've been abused or worse. Call the Nursing Home Abuse and Neglect Lawyers at Levin and Percanti today.
Yeah, I definitely want people to reach out to Levin and Percanti. If you have a loved one in a nursing home that's doing being mistreated, they're doing a lot of good work throughout the nation. Actually, that's like they work all over the United States. Lord.
So let's get back to the message at hand.
Go ahead, Lord.
Really quick, I just want to add this in here.
Okay.
You know, often when we talk about reparations, and I talked about this a little bit earlier, we talk about that in a polite conversation, you know, and opponents react skeptically, claiming impracticalities. But yet courts often make damages and determinations purely out of thin air. And I said this before, off of product liability, personal injury, shareholder class action suits, opium drug makers, tobacco companies. People sue for billions of dollars in damages and they award these to people. How come they can't give us reparations for something that we did? They just want to scale over there and act like nothing ever happened and everything was so fair. Stop. Stop sugarcoating it. Cut the TV off. Stop supporting the media. It's wrong. They're portraying black people in the wrong light. And we need one day, instead of us stop supporting black other businesses, we need to cut that television off and stop supporting the media until they put us in a better light.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff. So this is what we'll do now. Then we'll take two quick calls, and then we got to just keep it moving. I appreciate your passion about reparations. And then I have an announcement to make by the end of the show, because I plan to take the reparations move to the next level, reparations 2.0.
Yeah.
I plan to make sure that everybody that's a descendant of slavery in Illinois receives reparations, and we can receive the money out of the marijuana money.
Okay.
So I want everybody to stay tuned. We plan to take care of the business with that.
Yes.
And we're not going to talk about it in a passive way or none of that stuff.
No, that's right.
We're not trying to tear nothing up, but we want our reparations, period. Period. That's it, and that's all. So let's go to Mama D, then we'll go to Brother Ryan, then we have to wrap it from there. Come on, Mama D, make it quick for us, young lady.
Morning, Mama D.
Good morning. I absolutely agree that we need reparations. They've already admitted what they did to us. They have given reparations to some border breakers that's broken into our country, and they've got the government to leg up. No reparations, no black vote. But on Friday, what we need to do is build our value system of our children. We are honoring the Negro children of the movement that changed America, just letting them ride and look and put a smile on their face, starting with looking at all the memorials, all eight of the memorials named after Dr. King, started with the Legacy Apartment at 3800 West 16th Street, come all the way over east. There are eight memorials to Dr. King, the one in Marquette Park where he was stoned, bringing open house to Chicago. So we want everybody to wave their red, black, green flags and their red, white, and blue flags and just quest with us doing the four wars that's got the memorials to Dr. King. Wear your uniformity color of black and white, and have some birthday cake with me, celebrating 75 years and 70 years as a freedom fighter at Reverend Hunter's Church, Laquan McDonald's. Anyway, call 773-RESPECT for the details.
Thank you, Mama D. And all the cars
are decorated in scriptures dedicated to children, showing their divinity purpose on this earth.
Okay.
So we are approaching the virus of violence, but with morality building, righteousness, justice, and peace, and having them all be drum majors on August 28th.
Thank you so much, Mama D.
Yes, thank you,
so
Mama
I appreciate
D.
Mama D calling
to
in. So we got to go to Ron right now.
All right.
And, Brother Ron,
good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. My name's Brian.
How did they get Ron confused with Brian?
Right. I don't know. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I'm listening to you guys' conversation. I want to say, first of all, young lady, you are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you talking about Low Brown is beautiful? That's what you said.
Right. He's talking about me.
That's right.
No. One thing about it, y'all will disagree with me.
Yes.
No, come on with it.
Disagree with our politics.
Okay.
If you look at Democratic run cities across the country, black men are not doing good in none of them.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the Democratic Party is a party basically for women's rights, LGBTQ community and illegal immigrants. Black men are not doing good under the Democratic Party because they keep on selling us the boogeyman Trump.
Okay.
So we keep on going Democrat. When something ain't working, you got to change. You can't be afraid to change if you're going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say is, if you look at the Republican Party and you go to those red states, a lot of guys who have felonies to move to red states, guess what? They working. You understand my point?
Okay.
They working in a lot of the red states. But the problem is with us, we are forced to go Democrats, and we've been doing that for 60 years, and we haven't got the black men. Mm-hmm. I looked at that convention. There's no black men under 50 who had a say in that. It was all women, all yes. LGBTQ. Look at Kamala
so
Harris.
Is it LGBTQ or LGBTQ? What
right.
is it?
Cause I don't know, man.
I need to be educated. I want to be educated. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to say the wrong stuff. You know what I mean?
Just want to
be
learning.
Get educated on it. Okay.
It's about change.
Thanks a lot for your call, okay?
We appreciate you, Brian. Thank you so much. You know what? We just don't want to compromise our integrity. When you switch over from Democrat to Republican just to get a job because maybe you can't get one over here, you need to investigate and educate yourself and figure what you can do. Don't just be so quick to switch over to something you don't know and compromise your integrity. So understand what you're doing. Get educated before you so quick to jump over to the other team. Figure out what we can do to make our team better and how we can help you.
Plus, I agree with Brother Brian. Mm-hmm. Actually, we had a Michael O'Connor, but he's not holding anymore now.
Okay.
But I do agree with the brother because the Democrats or the Republicans, I haven't seen no real economic development going on in our communities.
Right. We need to
travel the entire United States, and the black community looks the same in Miami. It looks the same in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It looks the same in Philadelphia. It looks the same on 79th Street.
You're not going to see anything
you know,
in the urban areas.
That's what I'm talking about. The
because
urban
it's
areas.
Not
right.
meant for us to see anything.
Yes.
Wasn't meant for us at all. We need reparations.
So let's do this then, Lo. So we have about maybe
all
4
right.
minutes left. We got a few other things we have to take care of.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you want to give
Mr.
a quick update on mental beauty quickly?
You know what? I just keep on signing up for the seminars. If your business does not have a vending machine, remember the pandemic is not over. Winter is about to hit. Contact me, 815-793-1325. A vending machine should be an extension of your business. Let's talk about it. Put half down. You got 30 days to get the rest out. And this is something that you own. Remember, you don't own your brick and mortars, and the city can close again at any time.
Got
excuse
you.
Me.
That's right. That's
I need
right.
Some
that's
water.
How it happens
in MetalBeautySupply.com.
All right, right on. So before I get out of here, everybody, I just have a little tale I plan to talk about here, a little joke. In, out of respect for Dolomite. It's not a Dolomite joke. It's my own natural, original joke, a T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman joke for the audience out here.
So
there was a big drought over in Africa. There's only two animals left. You had a lion and a monkey, right? The monkey was high up in the tree, and he kept playing with the lion, saying, the only way you're going to get a piece of me is in your dreams.
Uh-huh.
So he was signifying with the lion, calling him out his name, disrespecting him, urinating on the lion and everything. But the lion was waiting patiently down by the bottom of the tree for the monkey to fall out the tree.
Uh-huh.
The monkey almost fell out one day, and the lion said, oh! And the lion thought he had the monkey, right? So the monkey said, I told you, the only way you're going to get a piece of me is in your dreams,
mm-hmm.
right? So the next day, the monkey actually went into a deep sleep.
Yeah.
And he fell out the tree right into the arms of the lion.
Right.
And the lion waited for the monkey to wake up. He said, what's going on? And the lion said, I'm in your dreams. And he bit his head off and threw him in the bushes. Now check this out. The moral of the story there is this.
Yeah.
When in danger, don't go to sleep.
Right. Boom. Stay woke.
That's just a original joke.
Stay
it is
woke,
what it is. Stay
people.
Woke, without a doubt. So that's what's going on. And like I say, Stevie Wonder, God bless me with the talent to sing a little bit and tell a few stories here and there. And I really appreciate it.
Yes.
But
yes,
I just
want
to do a little quick Stevie Wonder for everybody.
Okay,
just a quick thing,
that.
Make sure I'm on my soul train.
Not?
I am soul brother number one since James Brown is no longer here.
I
just want to say that. And I want to thank everybody that called us this morning and all that good
thank
stuff.
Thank you so much for joining the conversation, you guys. We can't do it without you.
So here we go. Let's do a little
All right, right, right. Come on.
Let me see if I can do it. My voice is a little hoarse, but let me drink a little water here. Get it going.
All right.
Here we go. This is a tribute to Stevie Wonder, everybody.
Okay.
I shall re a more pretty little one that I adore. You're the only one my heart beats for. How I wish that you were mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right
nice.
There. That's right. And then TB wanted to take us home a little bit too.
All right.
Girl,
come on.
I know it's been hard since he went away and left you so sad. You cried every day,
Let me kiss your tears, erase all your doubts. For you, I'm here, you won't be without love. Don't need a man that'll treat you funny, no.
Okay.
You need a man with sensitivity.
All right, all right. That's Terry Bishop.
Right,
we're doing
TB,
it. We're doing it today.
Very good.
A little entertainment before we
absolutely,
wrap the show up.
Absolutely.
And always check us out. Yes. You can visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org.
Yes.
And remember, Peaceology. Peaceology.
Yes.
And then
yes.
next week we're going to take on that gangster rap topic. Okay?
Oh, that's my favorite.
The gangster rap.
I'm excited.